Cole Corson, the Glenn Ralston head football coach, joins us here today for this preseason interview, talking the 2021-22 season, some of the exciting things coming to Glenn Ralston this season. Coach Corson, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tyler.
So, Coach, we're coming up very quickly into the next season, the football season. I know we talked a little bit about before we started your excitement for the season. How has the summer been treating you and the guys, and what have you kind of seen so far?
Summer's been, cruising along pretty good. Saw most of the guys pretty much all summer long via baseball and weight rooms. We've had pretty good attendance with that stuff. 3-4 days into practice, saw a lot of good things. We've kind of hit the ground running just because we've had some off-season workouts and stuff like that where kids will come in, we can get some of the fundamentals down, we can get some of our plays down. So those guys have kind of been the catalyst behind starting from a building block versus just starting from scratch and going from there. So yeah, overall, it's been a pretty good summer. I've been pretty impressed with the work that I've gotten out of the boys so far, and we're just hoping to continue that moving forward.
So coming into this season, of course, you guys graduated 5 seniors, some very athletic seniors at that. And now you're coming into this year, bringing back a lot of talent in that junior class. So talk to me a little bit about that new senior class. What's their kind of leadership style, and how have they been kind of bringing up the underclassmen into this upcoming season?
That's kind of what we hit on last year. When I took over, I told them, to those seniors too, that this is going to be kind of a 2-year process, because when we lost, when I first took over, we lost probably about 6 guys on both sides of the ball. So it was a complete revamp of guys just getting familiar with varsity football as a whole. And those seniors last year bought into that, and really helped us moving forward. Cause I thought we progressed really, really well until we hit the injury bug about week 5, week 6 last season. But yeah, those seniors now, we're trying to hit the ground running. They saw what we needed to do last year, what was successful last year at times. You look at, like a guy like Tyler Brand, who's kind of been on both sides of the ball now for 3-4 years, trying to head up our running back by committee at times. And he's just put in a ton of work doing those things correctly and showing guys this is how things are done. We have other seniors, Caden Smith on the tight end aspect of things. He brings, great athleticism, great hands. As a tight end, if you can have a 6'2", big tight end, 6'3", it just adds to your offensive line, especially when we return our offensive line this year versus, trying to bring in all new bodies. He develops, kind of a dual weapon, because we might use him in the backfield some too. And defensively, he's a big defensive front. Him and Tyler were both all district last year on the defensive side of the ball. So that's good to see that we got, 2 guys on that side of the ball returning that did those things. You got Cale Klucke, who's playing kind of that tight end role, outside linebacker. He came along really well at the end of last season. Didn't necessarily play as much at the beginning of the season. Later in the season, maybe when we hit some injuries and stuff, he really started to show some of his physicality. And we just had kind of our own pro day, and he took off a lot of time from his 40 time from last year, so he's gotten quicker. So we're looking, hopefully, same thing from him, that outside linebacker position where he brings that physicality. Bennett Janning has done a lot of good things in the offseason. As a senior, he didn't play much last year. As a junior, we're hoping this season he steps up and either becomes a safety or an outside linebacker for us. He's a pretty big kid, really strong in the weight room, does a lot of good things from that aspect. And so just that group, Brent Lloyd's in that group. He played offensive line for us last year and did our kicking. We're hoping that the kicking aspect of things gets shored up again this year with him. He does a really good job from that aspect. Overall, those guys pushing each other, pushing the team, doing what they need to do. Caden Wink has put in a tremendous amount of time as well. We're hoping that he can help us out at the safety position, improve his speed drastically from last year. And he's a headsy guy that he understands where he's supposed to be. And hopefully this year that he puts his, himself forward in those situations, and regardless of size, speed, whatever, that he's just in the right position at all times. So that's kind of the seniors. John Amy helped us out last year at the JV level too. So we got, 6-7 seniors there with a slew of them that have seen pretty good varsity time in the past, that we're hoping that those guys kind of lead us on both sides of the ball.
So far from what you've seen, what's going to be the strength of this team? Is it going to be more offense or defense?
It's kind of a toss-up right now, because defensively, we're going to be trying some guys out at some positions to add some size on the defensive side. And we've looked bigger on that side of the ball and just a little bit more adept to the varsity skill level and all that stuff versus when we've had to play maybe sophomores and maybe even a freshman or two in the past, like last year. We just looked bigger. We looked the part a little bit more. Offensively, though, to me, we're big up front. My freshman that had to start last year with Wade and Charles, they really stepped up in the weight room. We added Kyler Ashide from Kemper, and he had some size to that front, Brent Lloyd. And then you obviously have, you know, Jackson Skinner and Caden Smith as your tight ends. So you have some big tight ends, big physical tight ends. So, yeah, both sides kind of a wash right now. We'll hopefully see some things on Friday, next Friday, when we play Exire in a scrimmage before, you know, the whole thing kind of starts. But, yeah, right now I'm really excited offensively. Hopefully what we're able to do from the offensive line standpoint, being able to hold our own this year. Last year we were kind of outmanned at times, and we're trying to get back to that mantra of just being able to be physical off the line.
You mentioned it. You got that scrimmage coming up against Elkhorn Kimbleton. Really good way to kind of see where you guys are at. What are you looking to get out of that scrimmage?
Yeah, we're just looking to see the fluidity of our plays, hitting somebody else, not your own teammates. And I think it gives that kids that added excitement that they realize, okay, by this Saturday when we go full pads, you only have four more practices and you're playing somebody already, and then it's game weeks after that. It's just it's a weird, quick turnaround with football at times. The 3 weeks doesn't seem like the 3 weeks, whereas basketball or baseball, it's a different 3 weeks, I think. Getting our plays down, getting some structure into what we're doing, and just seeing how other teams will line up and how we want to address, whether it's defense or offensively, how to do those things. Because when you're going against juniors and seniors on a Friday night, it's a lot different than maybe going against a scout team at times, just because of your numbers and all that stuff.
Of course, coming up week one, what's the matchup and what are some things you see from that team?
It's Coon Rapids Baird, not in the same district this year. So the state allowed us, if you put each other as category one or whatever, that you would most definitely probably get that opponent. So we talked and we wanted to keep that rivalry going. We're actually going to Valley Stadium for that game. They will be the home team this year, and it's pegging out to be kind of a big ordeal, which we were hoping it would be in the process. It's going to be Saturday instead of Friday, and realistically, college football hasn't started at that time. High school football has started the day before, but everybody probably has played at that point. So we're going to be one of probably, you know, five games, if that, going on in the state. And obviously we're hoping that, you know, we can get a bunch of Golden fans down there to kind of experience that and have the kids experience that. You know, they're a big physical team. Last year they had, you know, 5-6 seniors who were, you know, all 220 plus kids and athletic, and they had one of probably the biggest lines in the state. And, you know, they'll return some guys, especially from the skill positions, that can move the ball for them. They have the Ulbrich kid, who's an all-around athlete, just a phenomenal player on both sides of the ball. The Hayes kid started running the ball for him last year. He helped in the pass coverage game a lot with his speed. The Oswald kid, their quarterback, you know, so they got three kids there, Preston McAllister, Lance Clayburg. So they got a slew of guys coming back off a team that was, you know, an 8-9-win team, whatever they were last year. They're probably going to be a preseason top 10, close to top 10 team, returning all those guys. They'll have guys from their JV ranks, you know, rise up and kind of move into those offensive line roles, and they'll do their Coon-style offense where they're just going to be physical. And that's where we have to try to match the physicality and exceed it and try to control the trenches in that aspect, because they've been a really good run team in the past. They've thrown in some passing stuff in the past too, and we just got to be ready for whatever they bring at us that night.
That Valley game, you mentioned it. You guys are going to Coon to Valley. Talk to me about the process of getting that set up with Valley, and why was Valley chosen as that week one matchup between you and Coon?
Well, what had happened in the past is Coon was always trying to look for a mutual other side of the state team to go to Valley. And so they talked to, you know, some Eastern Iowa teams. But with 8-man, the state controls your schedule to the fullest extent, except for this year they finally allowed us to do that priority one if you were a non-district, stuff like that. So you kind of got a little bit of say in who you wanted to play in your non-district games. They couldn't get it to work out with anybody. We weren't in the same district this year, so we're just like, hey, do we want to make it, if we are non-district opponents, do we want to make it there. Ross Bauer there is a Coon graduate, and he's kind of the operations guy for Valley football. Any Friday night and stuff like that, he's kind of the go-to guy for them, that he runs the stadium, stuff like that. So Coach Moore had reached out to him. They wanted to kind of play there because of the turf atmosphere and just obviously the big stadium and being at Valley. So then it worked out that we were non-district opponents this year. We had all of our district games set up accordingly, and we had talked about in the offseason that, hey, if that was the case, would we want to? And it worked out that, you know, it did. And it sounds like, you know, there's going to be a lot of different things there. Sounds like maybe a National Guard's going to be there to present some things there. Sounds like Ross has been in contact with all the local news stations, so they'll be covering the game too. Obviously, with the local aspect of things, we're 15 miles apart, but we're moving the game to Valley Stadium. We're hoping that both communities kind of show up, and we're hoping we get kind of, like we said, that average fan that enjoys football and especially maybe hasn't seen the 8-man game, that they just say, hey, casual fan shows up on a Saturday night getting ready for the college football season, whatever. They just want to go out and enjoy a night, and we're hoping that, you know, just all the excitement around it just provides a great experience for the kids.
Coach Corson, once again, thank you so much for joining us, and we're excited to see you guys perform this year.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having me.